Lots going on this week, and well, we have a lot going on in the fields around central Minnesota, a lot going on a few states away in the state of Indiana at the National FFA Convention. Reports are brought to you this morning by Minnesota Farm Bureau, also Lake Country Veterinary Clinic, Main Street, Albany, Minnesota Corn Growers, also Mike Breath Construction, Minnesota Farmers Union, Nelson Insurance Agency, and also Midsota Manufacturing. We have a chance to go to Indianapolis this morning, check in with the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Executive Director Tom Brand joining us. And Tom, how are you doing this morning?
I'll tell you what, we're doing pretty good, Joe. It's a little chilly in Indianapolis. In fact, about the coldest weather I've ever experienced here during FFA Convention Week. I saw folks scraping a heavy frost from the windshield this morning.
You know, there was some rain over that way earlier in the week, right?
Yeah, both Wednesday and Thursday, I noticed it was raining. In fact, that pretty good rains coming in Wednesday afternoon and yesterday. So I know that FFA members are very grateful for the system of indoor tunnels and passageways and hallways that lead from building to building here. It gives FFA members a chance to stay inside and stay in a controlled environment, and it works out really well for them.
You know, Tom, we invited you on this morning just to get your perspective at the FFA convention. Now, your connection with FFA started all the way back in high school, I imagine, right, Tom?
You know, our FFA chapter was about 100 miles away from Kansas City, where a convention was held at that time. And I was fortunate enough that my FFA advisor, Dick Baldwin, took all the green hands to FFA convention one day, and then he'd take the officer team down the next day. And I was an officer for my sophomore year through my senior year. So I was able to attend all 4 years that I was in high school, missed my freshman year of college, and then came back and worked in the FFA newsroom my sophomore year of college, and I've been back at convention ever since. So this is my 30th year in the newsroom and my 34th FFA convention.
So what was that initial attention getter for you, Tom, to get involved with the FFA? Was it other family? Was it friends? Or what was it that really took you in?
I think for me it was everything. I'd had two older brothers who were involved with FFA. My dad was actually a charter signing member of the FFA chapter in my hometown, which, interestingly enough, my senior year celebrated its 40th anniversary. And so there was definitely that family tradition there. To me, though, there was an attraction to the program just because of the number of opportunities that were available, whether it was public speaking or creed speaking or competing in any of the contests. That gave me an avenue to be involved. I was fortunate. I think I had a pretty good FFA advisor, and he encouraged us to get plugged in and be involved in different programs. And it was just something that fit well into my schedule. And I've always felt like I still owe a debt of gratitude and a lot of lifetime experiences to what's happened to me because of FFA.
Tom Brand joining us this morning, Executive Director with the National Association of Farm Broadcasting in Indianapolis for the National FFA Convention. And you mentioned the newsroom, Tom. Talk about that for folks where, I mean, it's a great, what would you say, kind of hands-on experience for those who are interested in ag media, right?
Exactly. FFA naturally has a communications and a marketing department that is promoting FFA all throughout the year. But here during the week of FFA convention, there's an opportunity for high school and mostly college students to come in and help them with coverage of convention. So inside this newsroom, there's a news desk, there's social media, there's video, and then there's a radio division as well. And I've got the privilege of working with three great interns, two from Nebraska, in fact, both University of Nebraska, and another one from here in Indianapolis. That are providing some convention coverage. The audio side of coverage, you'll actually see at ffaconvention.com. We've got everything from the band performing at the session that's going on behind me right now to retiring addresses to every speech that any of the speakers give on stage, and then kind of the behind the scenes of what's happening, interviews with some of the awarded recipients, with the speakers themselves. And we're real tickled with the amount of coverage we're able to provide. And it works out, besides parents and advisors and even the students themselves being able to hear that audio later, there's an opportunity for farm broadcasters who can't be here to hop onto that website and, and download that audio and share a little bit of the FFA convention experience with their audience back home then too.
You know, Tom, when it comes to events, a lot of people say, well, what kind of access do you have to certain individuals? And we saw, I think it was last year, President Trump was there. Secretary Perdue was there. We saw Mr. McKinney was there this morning. A representative from NASA was there this week. There really is some heavy hitters that come to FFA convention.
Absolutely. In fact, the Undersecretary McKinney is here in the newsroom right now doing some interviews with one of our interns. We had Bob Goff, the New York Times best-selling author here. As you mentioned, the administrator of NASA. President Trump was with us here last year, as well as Secretary Perdue. It's really a who's who of who's involved in agriculture. And then beyond what you typically think of in agriculture, we had a couple of representatives here from Microsoft a couple of days ago, and they're just talking about technology and how they see the importance of agriculture and how they're working with the agriculture community to bring even higher degrees of technology to rural areas then too.
I know, Tom, finally as well, yesterday during the AgriTalk segment, Chip was talking to a few folks, and one of the comments they made during the show was, wow, it's a little refreshing, you know, when you deal with some of the trials and tribulations involving agriculture, and then to see this generation of folks who are just all amped up and ready to go. They used the word refreshing and invigorating, and I think that's what you get when it comes to FFA.
Absolutely. I think they announced over 67,000 in attendance at the beginning of the session here this morning, and they're still thinking that the attendance will surpass 70,000 for the 92nd convention here in Indy. I was in the hallway yesterday coming into one of the sessions, and as you can imagine, with that many people, it gets crowded. And there wasn't anyone that was rude in that crowd. There was a lot of excuse me and sorry and thank you and some of the things you normally wouldn't hear. If you went to a football or a baseball game, Joe, you know how that happens in the crowding of the stadium. There's usually other words that are involved that aren't so pleasant. So it's neat to see. It's also very refreshing and energizing to see the level of encouragement and support that these young people are bringing to the next generation of agriculture.
Now, Tom, I got to ask, by chance, did you find a McRib anywhere in the state of Indiana?
You know, it's funny. I talk about these inside passageways and hallways. I have not been outside of the convention center, Lucas Oil Stadium, or my hotel, and so I have not had a chance to check out to see what the quality of McRibs is in Indiana this year. I can report in Northwest Missouri, the quality is doing extremely nice.
Tom Brand joining us this morning. Tom, we appreciate your time and your busy schedule this week. We'll see you in a few weeks in Kansas City, okay?
We're looking forward to it, Joe. Thanks for the opportunity to visit this morning.
All right, Tom Brand joining us this morning here on CASM Radio. Tom is our executive director with the National Association of Farm Broadcasting, a McRib connoisseur, and also very active at the National FFA Convention. We do appreciate his perspective this morning from Indianapolis here on CASM Radio.